Country something,
though. An old country something, another?
They're calling
him
something.
Would they call him a... Can you think of any words that they might call him?
No, I can't think of no words right now they might be calling him.
How about a cracker? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, they might say that.
Uh-huh. Have you ever used that word yourself?
Me? No, I don't use them kind of words.
Okay. Now, how do you normally refer to a member of your own race? Do you call them a colored person, or,
yes, right.
Or do you call them a Negro, or?
I call them a colored person.
A colored person, okay. And, now you and I both know that there's some words that some people might use to refer to members of your race that you wouldn't like.
Yeah, that's true.
And what's one or two of those words?
Well, I don't know. I hear so many I don't like, and so I can't remember none of them right now.
Can't think of even one of them? Okay. Now, let's see. How do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
What do you mean, what?
I mean, like you call members of your race colored people.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call members of my race?
White.
Okay. Let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what?
Mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. You might say that the nurse at the... Well, let me see, that's a bad question. Suppose a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other. What would happen to him?
It'd make him drunk, I think.
Okay. And it'd not only make him drunk, but it'd
make him sick, too.
Yeah, okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Sick in his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave or what will get you? Did you ever use that or hear that? You better behave or something will get you.
Well, yeah, I haven't used the word myself. You better behave yourself.
Yeah, but have you ever said, or something will get you?
No, I haven't said nothing
again.
I say I
whoop 'em. Oh, okay. I guess that works about as well. Have you ever heard people say, you better be good or the boogeyman will get you?
That's right. I have heard it.
Have you used it?
I haven't used it myself, but I heard it.
Okay.
I always tell mine I whoop 'em.
Let's see. If a friend knocks on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What would you say to him on Christmas?
I'd say, Christmas. What? Christmas gift.
Okay, fine. If you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to take it from one place to another, you might say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, that very...
Told you.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its 4 legs and its head and tail completely in...
Box cooter.
Okay. What do you call a similar animal that lives on the land?
A gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitin.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The breast.
Okay. What might you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
With what?
Well, if you wanted to go from one side of the lake to the other, you'd get in one of these things and row it across.
A boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering on a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what?
Beads.
Hmm?
I would say they're pretty beads.
Okay.
A necklace.
Well, would you say, let's see, like, that's certainly a pretty, what? Of of beads. Mm-hmm. Something of beads. Would you say?
I said a pretty pair of beads, a necklace or something.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really... What?
Beat the other.
Okay. Would you ever say whoop or whip or trounce or anything else?
Yeah, beat.
Just beat. Okay.